I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korea has announced it seized another ship it suspects transferred petroleum products to North Korea in violation of international sanctions. The Panama-flagged Cody was detained 2 weeks ago at a port. It is the second ship the South Korean government has acknowledged investigating in the past 3 days. On Friday, it announced that it had seized and inspected the Hong Kong-flagged Lighthouse Winmore in November because South Korea believed the tanker transferred oil to a North Korean vessel mid-ocean. In November, the UN Security Council imposed new sanctions curbing North Korea's access to refined petroleum and crude oil. It was the latest in the international body's attempts to halt North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Iran's interior minister warns that those who disrupt the order will pay a price. Meantime, at least two demonstrators were reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized the Iranian government on Twitter by posting a U.N. speech in which he said Iran is oppressing its people.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most. This is what causes the regime to restrict internet access, tear down satellite dishes, shoot unarmed student protesters, and imprison political reformers.
Protesters are upset. Iran has an unemployment rate of 12.4%, a stagnant economy, rampant inflation, and continues to spend money to deploy Iranian troops to Syria. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a red alert to the world in his 2018 New Year's statement and warned of deepening conflicts and raised anxieties about nuclear weapons.
Inequalities are growing, and we see horrific violations of human rights. Nationalism and xenophobia are on the rise, and as we begin 2018, I call for unity. I truly believe we can make our world more safe and secure. We can settle conflicts, overcome hatred, and defend shared values. But we can only do that together.
Guterres, who took office in January of 2017, had appealed then for a year of peace, but now is saying that the world is instead gone in reverse. Meanwhile, millions around the world are preparing to bring in 2018, while some places already have. In the United States, New York City officials announced that they will use two-step screenings, snipers, street closures, and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square, the most widely broadcast New York New Year's event in the U.S., as an estimated 2 million people gather to watch the annual ball drop tonight at midnight. More than two decades after the U.S. state of Florida, I should say California, became the first state to legalize medical marijuana use, on January 1st, it becomes the final West Coast state to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes. It is a move approved by California voters in November of 2016. Most importantly, while seven U.S. states and the District of Columbia have legalized recreational marijuana use, the U.S. federal government still considers it a controlled substance, classified with heroin and LSD as illegal drugs. Pakistan says that almost 92% of its largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced in by the end of 2018, insisting that the project is critical for national security. Afghanistan insists that the barrier would add to problems of divided families on both sides. A court in southern China has sentenced 36 people to prison terms of up to 25 years for gang crimes, including homicide, assault, and setting up illegal casinos. Chinese courts have sentenced several large mafia-style criminal gangs this year, often for offenses involving gambling, which is illegal in China. An Egyptian court has handed down a sentence of 3 years to former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and 19 other people for making statements that insulted the judiciary. The defendants were also fined various amounts of money. A bus accident in central Kenya today left at least 30 people dead. According to the Kenyan Red Cross, 18 people were injured in that wreck. The Kenyan newspaper The Star says the bus was traveling in the wrong lane at the time of the accident. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
From Washington, VOA presents